with Brady Gray. Brady, congratulations on your contract extension.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's nice to be hanging around for another year so far, and it's been a pretty good journey so far, and look to continue it.
14 games to you in 2017, were you pleased with how you performed?
Yeah, it was really nice to play 14 games this season. Obviously, I'd like to build on that next season and hopefully have an injury-free run, but obviously really happy to have played those 14 games and played in, I think, 8 or 9 wins, so it was really nice to be part of a winning side, and hopefully we can continue that next season.
How is the shoulder feeling?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, I had surgery about 6 weeks ago, so I started running on Wednesday, and it'll be a slow build before Christmas, and look to get back in either just before Christmas or just after, and shouldn't, hopefully, fingers crossed, have no issues post-surgery from that.
So a slightly shortened pre-season, would you be looking to have a big 2018 regardless?
Yeah, I've got a lot of faith in the rehab staff and the S&C guys, and obviously come back from the right one 2 years ago and still perform, so I've got full faith in those guys, and when I get back in, look to really build on the program that I've already done and see what happens from there.
What goals will you have in 2018?
Stay injury free is probably the first one. Obviously had a few injuries over the journey, but I'll take it each week at a time. Obviously pre-season is the first goal, and to have a really strong pre-season, but as a team we're just focused on improving, and that's the same as an individual.
It's a young list with one more year together under their belts. It should be an exciting year.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I guess watching Richmond over the last few weeks and how young their demographic group is, it kind of suits where we are at the moment. And obviously the potential to grow is huge. And the guys that played this year obviously showed a lot of improvement. All the first years played a lot of games. So it's an exciting time to be around. And obviously we're led by the experienced guys in our leadership group, and we'll see what happens.
Doig medal tomorrow night. Who's your pick?
It's going to be pretty close. I think either the new guys, Brad Hill, Joel Hamling, or even Fifey and Lockie Neal. It's going to be pretty close at the top, but those guys played a lot of games, and even Sonny will poll really well. So either of those five.
Should be a good night, Brady. We'll see you there.
Cheers. Thank you.